Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And if you'd like to reach us or contact us, you can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. We'd love to know that you're just listening to our podcast, you're watching our Facebook, you're looking at our programs on YouTube, you're watching us on Spotify, the Instagram. There's so many ways you can reach this ministry. There's so many ways you can hear this message, of a marvelous message of grace that has delivered us and freed us, something you didn't deserve, but God gave it to you anyway. And we just love this message of grace. We're preaching this message of grace around the world. We're reaching tons and tons of people with the simple message that Jesus loves you. He died as us so that we would resurrect as Him. What a beautiful thing that is. But in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we want to talk about putting on the new man, acting like who God says you are. The Bible says that you become a new creature. Old things have passed away and everything has become new to you. But the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Walk in what? Walk in the good works. We are His workmanship. There's a tag on you somewhere that says made by God. You know, it's not say made in China, made in the USA. It says made by God. You say, well, Pastor, what do you mean? I'm kind of lightning here, but you've been made by God. You've been made in the righteousness of God. You've been made in the accepted in the beloved. You've been made in the form of who He is. You're being made into the image of Him. God predestined you to be in the image of His Son. Well, Pastor, you just don't understand what I mean. See, it's not based on your works, because listen to this. This is a good revelation. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, it says this, for as many as of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. See, it's that simple. It's all about believing that who you are in Christ. So if you've been baptized, it's not talking about in water. It's talking about, have you been baptized into Christ? Have you been baptized into His resurrection? You know, you were dead, but He quickened you and made you alive and resurrected you. That's what it means to put on Christ. See, it has nothing to do with you going out and trying to live right. Now, most people believe that if I do everything right, then I've put on Christ and I've had this fruit of the Spirit. Listen, you don't manifest the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. The Holy Spirit does that. It manifests the fruit of the Spirit, love, grace, peace, and mercy, tenderness, and meekness, and all these gifts. They're manifested by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible said the love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You have nothing to do with it. So you think if you miss the mark, then God's turning His back. We've heard that so long in the church that we've truly trying to believe it. But I don't know what we do with the scripture that Jesus said, I can never leave you or forsake you. So He's going to stick closer to us than a brother, so He can't go anywhere. But yet we seem to miss God and we miss the mark and immediately He's gone and we got to get it right and we can't go worship Him while we got it wrong. And if there's any sin in our life, we're not going to heaven. There can't be any sin in your life because you died to sin. If you died to it, you can no longer live in it. That's why John said in John 1:29, behold, the Lamb of God that's going to take away the sin of the world. See, He's taken away all your sins. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of that life. Isn't that wonderful that we're going to walk in the newness of life? You say, well, Pastor, what about when I miss it? It doesn't matter when you miss it. You're still walking in the newness of His life. You're led by the Spirit. You're not led by the Ten Commandments. You're not led by rules and regulations, the 613 Mosaic laws. You're led by the Holy Spirit. You say, well, Pastor, does everybody miss it? Listen to me. You got to understand something. Your spirit has never made a mistake since it got born again. It's been renewed. It's a new creation. It's become new, and old things have passed away according to who you find yourself. You need to speak yourself who you are, and you need to manifest yourself with who you are and believe who you are and put on that new man and allow that new man to manifest himself and speak into your heart and begin to see yourself the way God sees you. Because if you don't see yourself the way God sees you, you're going to see yourself the way everybody tells you you are. And so many people have been told how bad they are so long, even in church, that they're beginning to believe, hey, you know, God's mad at me. God gets uptight with me. God can't get mad at you. He can't be angry or rebuke you again, according to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. So we realize how much He loves us, and He wants us to walk in the newness of who He created our image to be. That's when we see the manifestation of the power of the revelation of who we are in Christ. See, that's a beautiful thing when you discover that you're special to God, that you got a place with God, that you don't lose it every time you have a bad thought or every time you miss it. Because in Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful revelation? That there's no condemnation in you whatsoever. You're perfected in Christ. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, with one offering, He has forever perfected those that are being sanctified. Isn't that a wonderful revelation that you and I have been set free from the powers of darkness? If you know the truth will make you free. You got to understand that you've been made free, and he who is free in reality, in the manifestation of who we are in Christ. You are free to live. Jesus said, I come, John 10, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So He wants you to bless you, not just abundant life. He wants to give you abundance of blessing. See, that's the beauty of grace. That's the love and the mercy and the compassion. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know what I thought this morning. It doesn't matter what you thought. It matters what He did on the cross. Your thought has nothing to do except where you're going. Your thought process has brought you to where you are. But you need to change the way you're thinking. If you change the way you're thinking, you'll change the way you behave. So I'm stressing to you today, change the way you're thinking. Reach out to the beauty of grace and realize that I've put on the new man. The old man's not who I am any longer. I'm a new creation. That's the beauty of grace.